Maybe it's time to fight back. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In this modern era of social media, including YouTube, it's amazing how much information, or propaganda, depending on what side of the fence you sit on, can be disseminated. Animal activists such as PETA and Mercy for Animals have an uncensored ability to show whatever their agenda calls for. As an example, there's a YouTube video called Farm to Fridge. Listen to the opening line.
In the next few minutes, you will be given an eye-opening look behind the closed doors of modern farms, hatcheries, and slaughter plants, revealing the journey that animals make from farm to fridge.
What you see on the video is pretty hard to watch, but then, when you really think about it, how can you consider the act of harvesting any animal, whether it be in a slaughterhouse, hunting in the wilderness, or even on an organic farm, as being a pleasant sight? Let's be honest, if you take the life of an animal for human sustenance, it ain't pretty. But what's the alternative? Production agriculture constantly gets hit by the other side. They show agonizing videos of animals being put down. That said, let's take the gentle approach. Birds chirping in the background, a beautiful farm meadow, and an organically raised chicken. That chicken ends up being put down in order to feed a gentle Birkenstock family. Is that more preferable to the end of the line in a production agriculture facility from the chicken's point of view? I don't think so, and I think we need to fight back.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.